and this is one, the whole thing.
One hand.
And two.
Two hands.
Now, if do you have any terms for someone who's left-handed? What kinds of nicknames do you have?
No, just left-handed is all I've ever heard.
Okay, like in sports or something, you wouldn't have any?
No.
All right, and this whole thing here is my...
Leg.
And this is one...
Foot.
Two.
2 feet.
And you get kicked here, do you kick in the...
Shin.
And the person sitting down on the back part of his legs, you might say he's down on his...
Haunches.
Yeah. And a person who's able to lift a great deal, you might say he's really...
Strong in his back.
Oh. Would you ever use stout in that sense?
Yes, stout.
And how? What is common ever used in a complimentary sense, the word common?
He's an uncommon common man.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, you wouldn't say, but common, if you say he's really common, would that be a compliment?
Could be in the sense that I used it just a minute ago.
But you're saying uncommonly common, okay. And then, and for an older person who gets around a lot, you'd say she's really...
Old.
But she gets around a lot, you say she sure is...
Active for her age.
Yeah. And if someone doesn't take care of himself, you'd say, or is doesn't watch out what he's doing, you say he's...
Burning the candle at both ends.
And he's, or in a driver, you might say he's a reckless driver, you might say he's a care...
He's taking too many chances.
He's care...
Careless.
Yeah. And a child wants the light on at night because he says he's what of the dark. He's
afraid.
All right. And if a person has very strange ways, you might say he's really...
Odd.
Or... Did you ever use queer or...
Yeah. Queer, odd, strange.
Right. And a person who won't change his mind, you say he's really...
Obstinate.
And a person who's easily offended.
He's touchy.
And a person who is touchy, when you tease him, you say he got awfully
mad.
And a person who does get mad, you might say, now just keep
calm.
Right. And a person works all day, says, now I'm really
tired.
I'm all
worn out.
Okay. And if a person didn't wear enough clothes, went outside the cold days, came home, and he said, now he what's sick?
He got sick.
Yeah, and he what a cold.
He caught a cold.
And now he's
hoarse and can't talk.
And he might also have a
cough.
And a doctor gives you a bottle of medicine, and he comes over the next day, and it's still full. And he might say to you, "Haven't you
taken any dose yet?"
And you say, "Yes, yesterday I
took a dose,
and tomorrow I will
take more."
Okay. And a person can't hear you, say he's
deaf.
And if a person works out in the hot sun all day, and say he...
Tan, sunburn.
This is water pouring down his face, you know, he's...
Sweating, perspiring.
Yeah. Yesterday he...
Sweat profusely.
Okay, and a large discharging sore, you know, with a core in the middle. They're terribly painful.
Boil.
Yeah, what do you call that stuff in the inside of a boil?
Pus.
All right. And a person is hit by a bullet, you'd say he suffered a bullet...
Wound.
And if it was all ripped up and it didn't heal correctly and it was kind of lumpy around the sides, you might call that...
Sore.
Well, you know the word proud flesh?
Yeah.
What is that?
Now that's it's a white-looking material. It's rotting skin.
Mm. What would you call it?
Proud flesh is a white-looking skin that has died in the cut.
Okay, and now they don't use this as much as they used to, but it's something that's causes a, it's a kind of a thing. Ia put on a sore.
Iodine.
Yeah, and a person is no longer alive. You say he yesterday he
died.
You'd say, any crude terms for that you've heard?